Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
Welcome, Life Christian Center. We are so glad to be able to share this moment in celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with you today. Yes, it looks different, but it doesn't remove the fact, again, that He has risen from the grave today. And I'm so thankful that He has made available to us that resurrection life and power. So with that in thought, I want to direct your attention this morning to Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 6 as we start this morning. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 says this, "For when the time was right, the Anointed One came to demonstrate His love for sinners who were entirely helpless, weak, and powerless to save themselves." Verse 10 goes on to say, "So if while we were still sinners, God fully reconciled us to Himself through the death of His Son, then something greater than friendship is ours. Now that we are at peace with God and because we share in His resurrection life, how much more will we be rescued from sin's dominion?" And that's kind of where I want to direct our attention today, is that fact that we can now share in His resurrection life. I'm so thankful this morning that even in our sin and separation from God, that He made a way for us to not just be saved, but to also be reconciled back to Him through His Son, Jesus, whom we now know has given us the opportunity to share in His resurrection life. And again, I'm thankful for that today. And I'm thankful that it's not something that we get to necessarily share in later on, but we get to share in that now. And we see that kind of reflected in the book of John, specifically as Jesus begins to talk to Martha in chapter 11 after her brother Lazarus had died. I want to focus in on verse 25. It says this, "Martha," Jesus said, "you don't have to wait until then. I am the resurrection and I am life eternal. Anyone who clings to me in faith, even though he dies, will live forever." See, before that, Martha, what she was trying to discuss with Jesus was the fact that he was late. She was a little upset that if he had just been there a few days earlier, that everything with her brother would have been okay because he could have healed him. But what happened was, as she is kind of complaining or saying, "Hey, if you would have just been here a few days sooner," Jesus reminds her. He says, "Martha, there will be a resurrection." And she says, "Yes, I know that he will rise with everyone on that resurrection day." But then we find this verse 25, and he says, "No, Martha, you don't have to wait until then." And I love that fact, because today we can live in resurrection power because he has shared that with us. You see, Jesus is the author of the resurrection. He alone is the blessing of eternal life after the resurrection. He is the one who gives and maintains eternal life at all times. You see, what we need to understand this morning is that resurrection is superior to life. For life can be defeated and ended, but resurrection overcomes. Life is the power to exist, but resurrection is the power to conquer all, even death itself. And as believers, we must learn to live in Christ, who is our life, but we must also learn to live in Christ, our resurrection, so that we are able to conquer all things, just as His word declares is available to us. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, it says this, "He gave us resurrection life and drew us to Himself by His holy calling on our lives. And it wasn't because of any good that we have done, but by His divine pleasure and marvelous grace that confirmed our union with the anointed Jesus even before time began. This truth is now being unveiled by the revelation of the anointed Jesus, our life giver, who has dismantled death, obliterating all its effects on our lives, and has manifested His immortal life in us by the gospel." You see, again, Jesus gave us resurrection life. He gave us access to something better than what we are capable of experiencing on our own here and now. You see, it wasn't because that we were good or worthy or had done anything notable at all. Again, as scripture says, we were sinners, helpless, weak, powerless to save ourselves. Yet, it was his resurrection life that brought us fully into the place where we could be reconciled back to God, giving us access to the very power and presence of God and every promise and blessing that flows from his throne into our lives today. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 goes on to say this, because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. You see, Jesus set his deity aside. And in that moment, the fullness of time came and he subjected himself to the punishment and the death of the cross. And that in that moment, only he could break down the power and the dominion that the devil had gained. I love where it says, who had the power of death. You see, I think today we ought to praise God for the past tense. The devil who had the power of death. Amen. You see, resurrection purchased our freedom from the power and the fear of death. It doesn't have to be something that looms over our heart and life and causes an element of fear or worry or anxiety. It should cause us to rejoice knowing that Jesus Christ himself is resurrection life. He is resurrection power, and he is sharing that with us so that no matter what transpires, we can take part in that now, and we will take part in that for all of eternity. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10 uses the word dismantled or abolished. Hebrews 2 and 15 again uses that word break or destroy. They're actually both the same Greek word, which basically means to render something completely inoperable, to make inactive or of no effect or totally without force. And that is what the resurrection has done for us today. Knowing that Jesus is no longer in the grave, that he overcame death and the grave, and now today is alive forevermore, we can live in that resurrection power, and death is inoperable. It is inactive. It can have no effect or force in our lives that would cause us to be in any sense of fear today. And again, I just praise God for that very thing. You see, resurrection brought victory. Amen. Resurrection brought victory. Victory over the power of sin. Victory over the power of death. Resurrection allows us to experience victory. And that victory allows us to experience eternity with God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 53, says this, for we will discard our mortal clothes and slip into a body that is imperishable. What is mortal now will be exchanged for immortality. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting and the law that gives sin its power. But verse 57, but we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. And everybody should have that resounding amen this morning. You see, what was once subject to the power of death has now been exchanged. And it's been exchanged for that which will never decay. The perishable becomes imperishable. The mortality puts on immortality. You see, the scripture says that death is swallowed up in victory. And I love the way that translates in the Greek, because in the Greek it translates that death is destroyed and utterly vanquished, meaning there is no power left. There's absolutely nothing left that death can do if our life is hidden in Jesus Christ this morning. You see, I love how the resurrection, it jeeringly provokes and challenges death. It says, death, where is your victory? In other words, he says, where are your results? More specifically, death, where is your results over the hearts and lives of believers? Death, where is your sting? Where is your ability to wound or cause death at this point anymore? You see, if we have surrendered our life to Jesus Christ, if we choose to walk daily in his resurrection power, death cannot impact or affect our eternity. I want you to understand that this morning, that if we are in Christ and he is in us, if we're living in that resurrection power, death cannot impact or affect our eternity, because God has given us the victory through our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. How do we know that? We know that because, again, the word confirms itself. So this morning, let's look at Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. It says, after the Sabbath ended, at the first light of dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to take a look at the tomb. Suddenly, the earth shook violently beneath their feet as the angel of the Lord Jehovah descended from heaven. Lightning flashed around him and his robe was dazzling white. The guards were stunned and terrified, lying motionless like dead men. Then the angel walked up to the tomb, rolled away the stone, and sat on top of it. Then the women were breathless and terrified until the angel said to them, "There's no reason to be afraid. I know that you're here looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen victoriously, just as he said. Come inside the tomb and see the place where our Lord was lying." You see, today we can live in resurrection life because he was crucified. There it is again, that wonderful past tense that deserves praise today, man. You see, today we can live in resurrection power because he has risen victoriously. He doesn't have to do it again. He's done it once for all, and he is forevermore the King of Kings and Lord of Lords this morning. You see, Easter isn't about whether we hear our favorite songs sung by our favorite people. That's nice, but that's not really what Easter is all about this morning. Easter isn't about the traditions that we have formed and performed within our churches and inside of our home structures. And they all have their place and they're nice. But you see, Easter this morning cannot merely be held and or displayed within the confines of a building or a church service or a special event, because Easter has already happened. It can't be taken back and it cannot be taken away. It can't be substituted for something different. It can't be changed or altered in any way this morning, because Easter has already happened. Easter is a designated moment of remembrance within the history of humanity. It is a designated moment of remembrance within the story of eternity, as God displayed his unending love and grace upon all of humanity. It is a day of recognizing one immutable, unchangeable, incontestable, unquestionable fact, and that is that Jesus Christ has risen from the grave and he is alive with resurrection power today. Amen. You see, the question for each of us is this: are we living inside of the resurrection life and power that Jesus has provided for us? Are we taking advantage of the opportunity to live outside of the power and fear of death? You see, this morning, I can't make that choice for you. Only you can make that choice. Only you know today, sitting where you are, wherever that may be, watching this as we go through this process together this morning, only you will know if you are truly living inside of that resurrection life and power that Christ has provided, or if you're still overcome at times by the power and the fear of something such as death. You see, today I believe that Jesus Christ came to give us life and life more abundant. He is that life today. And I believe that he wants us to be free from those things that keep us from living inside of that resurrection life and power. So if that's you this morning, I want you to pray with me. this morning and just begin to believe that God is going to transform your heart and life and lead you into experiencing and living out that resurrection life and power in an even greater way. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who in fact has overcome death and the grave. And Lord, today he is seated at your right hand and will be forevermore. Lord, with the highest name, the name that is above all names. So Father, help us today to understand just what transpired, Lord, when he walked out of that grave. That God, resurrection life became an option for us. That Lord, living in resurrection power became an option for us. So God, today, help us to make that choice to every day choose to live inside of that resurrection life and that resurrection power as you have intended us to do so. Father, help us to push aside those elements of fear and doubt and anxiety. And God, help us in those moments to not only remember ourselves, but God, even remind the enemy. Lord, remind that lie that, Lord, you have risen from the grave. And Father, today, not only are you living in resurrection life and power, but God, I can live in that too, as well. And so, Father, we thank you for it. Refresh our hearts. Lord, rejuvenate us today as we continue to celebrate, Lord, who you are and that today, Lord, you are alive and the grave is empty. Father, I thank you for it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to encourage you as you go throughout the rest of this day celebrating with your family to just revisit, if you will, some of these scriptures. Go through the gospel and read the accounts that are written of his resurrection and just allow those to begin to breathe life into you and refuse to live in anything less than resurrection life and resurrection power. Thank you for being with us today. I pray that you would experience the presence of the Lord, that you would know the love of Jesus Christ, and that you would know the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.